When you hear the word Wolverine, likely you think of Michigan. We've got the nickname the Wolverine State. And of course, the University of Michigan and Wolverines are forever linked. So it's surprising when you sit back and realize the Wolverine never called Michigan home. The Wolverine population in the United States is anything but big. An estimated 250 to 300 Wolverines live in the lower 48. One of the experts devoting herself to protecting the Wolverine is, in fact, a Wolverine. She's a 1997 graduate of U of M's School of Natural Resources and Environment. These days, Bridget Fahey is the endangered species chief with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the Mountain Prairie region. And Bridget is kind enough to join us now from Lakewood, Colorado. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Cindy. How are you?
I am great. So this is funny when you stop and think about the fact, what, the Wolverine never actually lived in Michigan?
It probably never lived there enough to reproduce and have a population. But likely, the Wolverine wandered through Michigan on its travels because they will wander out far and wide from the areas that they do reproduce.
And this would have been a long, long time ago, right?
Yeah, probably before the 1850s.
I actually found something that indicated that it was Ohioans who gave Michigan the nickname Wolverine State when they were having that fight over Toledo, because it described Michiganians as being as vicious and bloodthirsty as Wolverine. So it was probably not the most complimentary nickname, was it?
Well, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. I actually think that the Wolverine makes a great mascot for those very reasons. It's very tough and tenacious.
I was wondering, because you work with them, and I wondered what adjectives you would use to describe the Wolverine. So tough.
I would say they're pretty tough. They have a fierce reputation that is, I think, larger than their body size. They're in the weasel family, and weasels are known for being pretty spunky and pretty aggressive.
Now, am I right that by the early 1900s, the Wolverine nearly became extinct?
Yes, they did almost become extinct here in the lower 48. We still maintain healthy populations in northern Canada and Alaska.
But for the lower 48, things weren't faring too well. How are things today, though, in 2013?
Well, today, we actually think they've had a great recovery since the early 1900s. When they were almost lost, they were lost due to large-scale predator removal campaigns when we were first kind of colonizing the American West.
Mm.
And since that time, the states have protected them from being hunted and trapped, and they've slowly but steadily climbed up in population numbers. So that estimate of 250 to 300 is probably the highest numbers we've had in over a century.
So they're not on the endangered species list, but are they threatened? Are they considered a threatened species?
Not yet. We are in the process of evaluating that. So we have proposed to list them as threatened, and that process takes about a year while we seek public input. And we'll make our final decision in February of 2014.
And I guess it's just poetic justice that a Wolverine grad is helping to protect Wolverines. Do you think about that often?
I do. I was concerned that I might be biased in my role in this decision because of the background, but I think I was able to put that history aside and do a fair review.
Bridget Fahey is the endangered species chief with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the Mountain Prairie region. And as we pointed out, just rather poetically, she's a 1997 grad of U of M School of Natural Resources and Environment. Bridget, good to talk with you.
Thank you.